Hey, yo. Yo, this is breaking news.
Check it out.
No. It's Hot Off
the Wire. Off the Wire. With Alfredas.
Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by Geico. This segment's brought to you by Geico. I already said that. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Congratulations to Kelly Rowland. She had a baby boy. How do I know? Because Beyonce congratulated her over Twitter.
That's good.
The baby boy's name is Titan. So cute.
And then you saw the picture I showed you? Somebody posted a picture. I think it was overseas. They said Kelly Rowland, who knows Beyonce, had
who
a baby.
Knows Beyonce?
Like she's not her own celebrity.
Her sister.
So rude. So Nick Cannon, he's not giving up on the Richard Pryor role. Now, he was beat out by Matt Kepps in the Lee Daniels movie after campaigning for like a year for that role. And he even was walking around looking like Richard Pryor. He's now decided to make his own Richard Pryor biopic. Rush, you think that's a good idea?
I think so, because I think there's more than one story needs to be told about Richard Pryor, because you can't cover everything. He's been through it. His life is just filled with so much.
So, Russ, your girl, Tasha Smith, remember her? She was in, you know, a couple of your movies.
Yep.
Which movies was she in?
She was in, like, Something Like a Business.
Something Like a Business.
Yeah.
Okay. So, her husband has gotten a stay-away order from her.
Really?
He claims she flies into booze-fueled rages and that she's been to kill him or to get other people to hurt him. She's even warning him, don't fall asleep. Something will happen. This is according to TMZ.
You know she's from Jersey, right?
Hey, what does that mean?
Because you know what? Y'all look at Brit. Well, I'm just innocent. But I got a 9mm and a rocket launcher in the back of my Yugo.
I've never seen a gun in real life.
You have a rocket launcher in your car. Come on, stop it.
So here's the thing.
What's up?
He says, of course, she stars in Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse right now. I hope this doesn't hurt her. He says she threatens him in front of the kids. He had to flee from her because she's like, you know, acting crazy. The judge didn't want to order her to leave the house until there's a hearing. So they have to stay 2 yards away from each other in the house. What?
I think I can see Tasha going off.
Really?
But I can also see him trying to set up something for a lawsuit.
She plays a lot of scary women.
Well, that's a movie. That's a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just move on then.
Thank
you. Khloe Kardashian says, listen, me and French Montana, I'm not going to tell y'all what our relationship is. Nobody cares. Let me move on. Meanwhile, J-Lo's new book, yeah, she could always go back to Lamar Odom.
No.
The crackhead. So I'm just saying, he says she could do better.
No.
So True Love, it's out. It really is kind of a tell-all, Russ. She admits that Ben Affleck broke up with her.
Wow.
And a few months later, he got with Jennifer Garner. She says she felt like her heart had been torn out of her chest, which is probably like a few days after the breakup, she decided to get with Mark Anthony. However, she said Mark Anthony told her the day he saw her, met her, he said, you're going to be my wife.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, it's sicko.
I said the same thing to my wife.
My husband said the same. He didn't say it to me, but he said it to his mom the day he met me.
Yeah, but your husband was like, was that on one of his stalking sessions?
He was a creeper at first.
Yeah.
He was a sexy-ass creeper.
You're admitting it now? Yeah.
He was a sexy-ass creeper.
Yeah, I told him. I said,
Rob Allen might be that.
Hey, look.
How you doing? I'm in town.
Yeah.
What?
All the way from Miami? What are you
really
doing here? Oh, I was just in the neighborhood. over by the Safeway next to your house.
Hi.
Okay.
Look out the window and wave at
me. Oh, my God. Y'all, stop it.
Hey, I'll park the car for you. I'm in the parking lot of your radio station.
Oh, my God. No, it's not true, Britt. It's not true.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no.
It's true?
Not really.
You're going to have my baby.
And you married him?
That's what we said.
Yes.
Ratchet reality really quick because they're lying on my husband.
No, I am not.
The highly anticipated tell-all interview went down yesterday with Ray J's assistant Morgan and his ex Tierra Marie. Morgan said that Ray's girlfriend, Princess, was calling her ex Floyd Mayweather while Ray J was locked up. She also said that Ray J beats on her every day.
Wow.
What?
And they both
agreed. Ray J beats on who?
His girlfriend, Princess Love. According to his assistant.
I hope not. She's pregnant.
Morgan and Tierra Marie said they both regret doing reality TV and they think they're exploiting themselves on the show.
Duh.
They'll be back next season, though.
Yeah.
Probably.
New in theaters today. Big Hero 6, Interstellar, Jezebel, and The Theory of Everything. I'm Afraid it's Hot Off the Wire.